Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
everybody. Welcome to WFSO Aftermath. Of course, this is yours truly. Because I'm doing it solo tonight, but then again, I can understand why, because there's a busy week going on in this area. Well, for us. So, while that's going on, and just let y'all know that we're on the air, and it was good ending for tonight's Raw. I came there enough to see a little bit of what happened. The main event with Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, which we were going to get to that in a bit. But I guess there's something I just want to break down that I guess was reported from WWE. Right now, we thought it was a rumor, thought just something you just move aside, but just like watching that match, I think is just good time and good opportunity to talk about it. I guess the curve stomp move that Seth Rollins has been doing, I guess due to concussion issues, and I know safety first is the one thing for like wrestling, but unfortunately, Seth Rollins no longer can do the curve stomp. So he might tease in all that, and you know how Randy Orton will tease like with him doing the punt, but probably won't do it. But that is the number one thing when it comes to wrestling. It's like you got to protect each other, and like everybody should know that. It's like, especially, you know, the blood, guts, and all that crazy stuff. But, cats. I know that sells, but like I said, you got to just do everything, you know, carefully when it comes to trying to do a move, playing a move, and things like that. But anywho, and I know there's a lot of you guys that are not happy about the, him stopping that. Me, I'm just kind of like a pro and con about it. I can understand why they decided they don't want that to happen, and I can also understand why most of you are not happy with it. But it's just like, if you do things correctly, it won't happen. But it's like, if you may do the wrong move, you know, I guess I can understand why WWE decided like to ban that. But it's kind of like when he first did that, it was just like, wow, this is something different, like something that never been done before. So they just decided to, Seth just decided to stick with that move and stuff. So he did debut a new move today, which I thought was like kind of interesting. It was like a, I don't know what you call it, like a plant DDT or something like that. But of course, you can't take away from the mess that happened tonight on Raw for that main event. I guess this thing to this is just a shame. It's, I hope to see that finisher move if they're going to be on SmackDown this Thursday. And, oh, crap, that's right. I probably won't be able to see that because I'll be busy with everything else. God, just forgot about that. So, like I said, because it's going to be a busy week, so. But anyway, let's just get on with it. Ending the match, I guess Seth Rollins was talking bad about Kane, and Kane was about to end up beating up Seth Rollins and whatnot. Triple H and JJ security try to stop him. Gate was closed. Well, the cage was closed. Well, run down, whatever, you know, put down. And Orton was in there and then just started being on Seth Rollins. And like I said, I didn't catch all of Raw, which just kind of sucks because, like I said, I was out at work and thought I'd be able to watch some of it online through my phone since it was a slow day at work. Didn't get the chance to do that, which just kind of, you know, sucked, but probably what I'm going to do when I get the chance, probably sometime, either tonight or tomorrow morning, probably just look at the results and just see what happened. Going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a show that's going on this weekend. And there's like a little bit of news and rumors that got to be talked about. No, she's not here to do that. So whenever she decides to join me, if she don't, that big deal, so we will be right back.
See, He's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Yeah. In his arms. Yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the 5 and 9, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles.
You ain't gonna say anything?
Yeah, I kind of figured she wasn't going to say anything, but anywho. Oh, God, pickles. But it seems like so far they got 4 matches set for Extreme Rules. Probably why we're not going to do a after show, because I would be down there watching the pay-per-view. So, and plus, it would be kind of difficult to try to do the show. So, well, hopefully I'll get a chance to do like a video. I can post stuff sometime next week just to show our craziness and all that stuff that's going on. So part of the WFSO crew is going to be down there, including yours truly, with Extreme Rules. And the rest of them will also be up for Monday Night Raw. So it will be interesting to see how the craziness and madness when it comes to us wrestling fans, just to see how it goes. So we got a Russian chain match. We also have a Kiss My Arse match. Last Man Standing. And we have steel cage match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I'm probably going to end up making the prediction probably sometime Wednesday. I probably will make a prediction video. But we'll be back on here next week just to talk about the results of that and also talk about Monday Night Raw and all that good stuff. So just stay tuned for that. I think there's stuff that's going on with Daniel Bryan. I think they kind of worried that he wasn't fully healed from his injury. So that's why they kind of limited him to do certain shows. But that's right now is just what the news says so far. So I'm not saying always believe what the news said, but I guess we will see, because I guess they was right about abandoning the curse stomp, but not sure the situation with Daniel Bryan. I don't know if he did wrestle tonight, but I know he was only did like he was on SmackDown for like 2 weeks, and he didn't do the European tour. So I guess they were just trying to rest him or whatnot. So I think something's gonna be very wrong with Daniel Bryan, or I guess only time will tell with that situation, or what they're going to do with the IC title, or what's the future in store for him. So, but what we're going to do, anybody want to call in within the next 12 minutes, to call in is 646-915-9644. If you want to talk about or give your predictions on review this Sunday, if there's anything wrestling you want to talk about, once again, the number is 646-915-9644. Excuse me. Yeah, I guess my lady is still a little busy, so I guess I'm gonna talk about what she had I just mentioned to me this morning that what she saw. Apparently, with these stadiums, is getting like built and all that stuff, including a new arena that's getting built here in city of Milwaukee. I guess WWE will like have like big future events on these new arenas, like. Of course, you know these new arenas or new stadiums, you know, they don't hold like WrestleMania and all that stuff. Like Minnesota, for example. This is a rumor right now that there are going to be getting WrestleMania 33 in 2017. So if that so happens, and if it does, I will definitely be there in Minneapolis to see that. And plus,
only been in Minneapolis once, and I love it there. And although it does have a big population, like cities like here in Milwaukee, but Minneapolis is a lovely city. And like I said, I would like to, you know, visit there every now and then. So we will see. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just checking out the game a little bit from earlier. I didn't see the Bucks and Bulls game, so just seeing what's going on. Okay, back to what we were talking about the, these new stadiums. Of course, San Francisco is going to get a new arena. I think there are a few more places that's, you know, getting a new arena as well. Sacramento was another that's like getting a new arena. So they're thinking like, you know, maybe SummerSlam and Royal Rumble, probably Survivor Series is gonna like be future places to hold these, you know, the big pay per views and stuff like that. So but I see it would be cool to have like a big pay per view. Probably like the, I don't even know if Milwaukee ever hold like any of the big four. I know they never hold a WrestleMania. I know that. And like they, I know they didn't hold a SummerSlam or Survivor Series or anything like that. So this is something that we just hope that they would, you know, push for with, like, getting these new arenas and all that other stuff done. So hopefully sooner or later we'll get more information on that. And, well, hopefully, you know, they have something here. So for my people in Milwaukee, if you don't know, of course you probably know that SmackDown will be back in town July 7th. But for those that don't know, tickets will go on sale. I think it will be 2 weeks from. It'll be 2 weeks from some. Let me just double check. Hold on. Yeah, because I don't want to give out the wrong information and just be like all salty and wrong about it. Okay, hold on. Let me double look that. Yeah, it actually will be 2 weeks from Saturday that the tickets will go on sale. They probably ain't going to, like, make anything big about it until next week, just to let y'all know. Because I will be down there getting my tickets as well. So y'all see me there, say hi, or chat about wrestling or whatnot. Just what we're going to talk about, because normally I know there's a group of us that used to try to be down there early just to talk about wrestling, shoot the crap, and just wait down there for tickets or whatnot. So that was always fun. What else? Oh, yeah, Ice Pro Wrestling. I was talking about this for online for like the past couple of weeks. Like I said, if I knew more information, it will be this Sunday. For those sections had to be on the pay-per-view. But if you're in the city of Milwaukee, check them out at the Miramar Theater. Tickets are $10 in advance. The day of the show is $12. If you don't know where the Miramar Theater is, it's close. It's like on the area of Oakland and Locust Street. You can't miss it. It's right by the Goodwill, close to the area where the subway is at, across the street from Little Caesars. So check them out. They're going to have a main event of 20-man battle royal for their title. So this is a debut show. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it, but hopefully if I know anything about the next one they're going to have, I will be there. So go support the guys and just always support independent wrestling and check them out. Like I said, hopefully we get the chance to get the Wrestling Fan Speak Out website back up and running. So, so hopefully give us a couple of weeks. That will be back up and running. Like I said, Wednesday I'm going to do a prediction video for Extreme Rules. And that's probably will be the last you will hear from me until a week from today. So, like, I got a bachelor party to do and, well, to go to, and a birthday party to go to as well, all being the same day. Plus the wedding is going on, and, of course, wrestling and stuff like that. Just like a big week of wrestling. Also, don't forget about Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. That's going to be going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You meet some lights, Sky Hall, X-Pac, Kevin Nash, CM Punk, who else? Just a couple of big names that's going to be there, including like Matt Hardy, Rikishi, Road Warrior, Animal, just to name a few. So go check them out in Chicago, Illinois. So that's going to be going on. Also, look for WFSO on Facebook because I think there's another event that's going to be going on Saturday as well. That's going up there. That's going to feature Hardcore Holly. So it's posted up on the group. Go check it out. And I think all the information will be up on there. Don't forget to look for us on Facebook. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. I think we're going to, well, look for me on Instagram because I'm probably going to end up posting mostly like wrestling stuff and all that. And also next week, I think Hazel is going to mention the future of her upcoming show that's going to happen. So then around that time next week, me and her will be officially married and hopefully hear some good news and stuff about that. And I think that's all you're going to hear from me. So like I said, tune in Wednesday and look for the video up on YouTube, on our YouTube page, about my prediction of Extreme Rules. And like I said, you will not hear from me until a week from today. So until then, you guys have a good week. Enjoy Extreme Rules this Sunday. Hopefully it'll be a kick-ass show. And don't forget to check out Ice Pro Wrestling at the Miramar Theater in Milwaukee. And any events that you know that's going on and stuff that you want to mention on the show, just get a hold of me and let me know. Clapback won't be back until next Thursday. And let me get out of here. But until then, you guys have a good night and have a good week.